USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The recent violence between Israel and Hamas revealing an apparent division in the Democratic Party. Some Democrats now voicing support for the Palestinians and criticizing Israel, our longtime ally in the region. Four Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad among the most vocal critics of Israel. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson on One America News recently.
And this squad is shameful in the way they approach this. You know, someone referred to them today, and it's not too far off. They refer to them now as the Jihad Squad, and that's really where they're at right now. They're very pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, which is unthinkable.
Meanwhile, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the current ceasefire with Hamas long-lasting, that ceasefire going into effect on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. Haitian immigrants getting another 18-month stay in the U.S. President Biden yesterday extending temporary protected status for over 50,000 Haitians. Those covered by this TPS can now get a work permit. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Another state crosses a vaccine threshold. The CDC recently announcing Rhode Island has vaccinated 70% of its adult population, the eighth state to do so. But will all those people need a booster shot at some point? Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday.
When people say we may need to give a boost in 6 months or so, that's purely a conjecture. We're going to find out because we're doing the studies to determine the durability of the protection. And if it turns out a year or so from now, 8 months, a year and a half, then we'll go ahead and boost people.
Fauci also says more guidance will be coming out soon for businesses unsure what to do about mask rules now that the CDC says fully vaccinated people don't need to wear them in most situations. George Floyd's family invited to the White House. President Biden inviting the Floyd family to come Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden hoping to get a police reform bill inspired by Floyd's case passed by the anniversary, but that's unlikely. The bill still awaiting passage in the Senate after passing in the House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A deadly cable car accident in Italy. 8 people killed, 3 hurt, 2 of them children. A cable car in northern Italy carrying a group falls into the woods. No word on how high the fall was or what caused the accident. A big military ceremony yesterday at West Point. Here's Wendy King.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point is elevating about 1,000 cadets to join what's known as the Long Gray Line. They will now be Army Second Lieutenants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivered the commencement address.
You've learned how to follow with loyalty. You've learned how to lead with honor. You've learned how to question with rigor.
Austin himself is a graduate of West Point 47 years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
21 ultramarathoners dead in China. Here's Dan Naraki.
21 people participating in a cross-country ultramarathon in China have died. Severe weather moved into the area of the 100-kilometer mountain course, with some racers going missing in the freezing rain and hail. About 150 people were found safe, with several being treated for minor injuries, while 8 remain hospitalized. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final round of golf's PGA Championship today in South Carolina. Phil Mickelson the leader by one shot over Brooks Koepka. If Mickelson wins, the 50-year-old will be the oldest to ever win one of golf's 4 major tournaments. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.